We keep hearing about the dire state of American education and what our students don't know. But commentator Maureen Cargan says that a new book circulating on college campuses reveals that American students still have what it takes to be top in one academic discipline, cheating.
I'm giving a midterm in a few weeks to my freshman English classes. I used to think of exam days as mini vacations. I'd just drink coffee and read the newspaper, while my students would scribble illegible things into blue books for an hour. But after reading Michael Moore's book, Cheating 101, subtitled The Benefits and Fundamentals of Earning the Easy A, I know I've got to change my laid-back attitude. According to Moore, while professors like me are dozing at our desks, enterprising students are acing their exams by using foot signals, crib sheets taped underneath their baseball caps, and hidden Walkmans that play doctored tapes of the test material. Against this arsenal, the only way a professor can ensure that students don't cheat is to give them the Hannibal the Cannibal treatment, straitjacket them, and lock them into isolation chambers during the test. Michael Moore is a junior journalism major at Rutgers University. In a recent interview with the New York Times, he said he got the idea for his book last October when he witnessed fellow students flagrantly cheating on a physical geography exam. Moore used his Macintosh computer to write and publish Cheating 101. The book costs about $7. You can buy it through mail order. No, I'm not going to advertise the address. Or from student representatives on college campuses across the country. In the past 2 months, Moore claims his newly formed publishing company has grossed approximately $20,000. That's more than a lot of adjunct college instructors make in an entire year. Cheating 101 is filled with sophomoric humor and craven homages to super cheaters like Richard Nixon and Joe Biden. But I had to admire the ingenuity of some of Moore's exam scams. For instance, here's how Moore describes his strategy against the dreaded essay test. Tony, a fictitious student at UCLA, goes to a psychology midterm. He pretends to take the exam, but he really spends the hour writing down the questions, not the answers, in his blue book. When the period is over, Tony hands in a dummy blue book. Then he goes back to his dorm and takes the test, with the help of his psychology textbooks. When he's finished, Tony drops this blue book on a path near the professor's office. Then he has a friend, preferably a sweet-voiced woman, make this phone call. I quote, "Professor Evil, you don't know me, but I found a blue book from one of your tests on the ground outside Lewis Hall." "Really?" Professor Evil replies. "I must have dropped it after the exam. Where can I pick it up?" There you have it, says Moore, a guaranteed A. Moore is clever about something else, too. He knows these tips work because most professors don't want to discover cheaters. The prosecution process is a time-consuming hassle, especially if a student retaliates with a lawsuit. I know I've always preferred to believe my students have had something in their eyes rather than think they were blinking answers in Morse code to each other. But now Moore has gotten me and other teachers mad, which is probably what he wanted. The upshot is that his book sales will double. In addition to eager students snapping up Cheating 101, their suspicious professors will be buying and studying it too.
Maureen Cargan teaches at Georgetown University.